Welcome again to another episode of Jim's Child of the 60s, and this is episode number 60. And on my show, I like to play an eclectic mix of many 60s genres, and that can include garage, rock, pop, punk, and yes, sometimes even country. Opening up today's show, I heard from the Canadian group called the JBs. They were formerly JB and the Playboys, with their song, Do You Think I'm in Love, from 1966. And I'd like to welcome you to the first show of the new year of 2008. I hope you all had a great new year and had a festive new year like I did. If you're thinking of starting off the new year with some great music, then you've come to the right place. So let's get back to some more great obscure music here on Jim's Child of the 60s.
Bye. Patrol. Well, she said, get back, come back, and don't you brag. I turned around and said to her, maybe you're a drag. Well, she's a drag, yeah, a big old drag. Well, she's a drag, yeah, a big old drag. Well, she's a drag. She's gone, baby.
Speaking of the Dave Clark Five, I want to call Dave in here right now. Come here, Dave Clark, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Dave. Dave, I was reading the biography of all the fellas in your group and noticing that all of you had some pretty interesting jobs before you started singing. Why don't you tell them about it? I thought that was really interesting.
Well, I had a job as a film extra and stuntman. That's equivalent to a T-boy in a television studio. Rick was an abstract lighting designer. Dennis was an electronics engineer. And Lenny was a progress clerk. And Mike was a correspondent in a finance company.
That's the one I want to ask you about. As a matter of fact, I want to call Mike in here right now. Find out. Come here, Mike. Mike. Now, finance collector, that means debt collector, right? People who owe bills. Now, how could a nice-looking teenage idol like you get into a business like that?
Well, all I did was write the letters. And then I got somebody else to go around and get it. I didn't.
Well, there you go, from debt collector to teenage idol, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Smith and Dave Clark of the Dave Clark Five. Thank you, fellas. You were just fantastic. Thanks a lot.
That was the Dave Clark Five with Say You Want Me. And before that, we heard from the Dry Gins with She's a Drag. And starting off that set, we heard from the Sonics Incorporated with Diddy Wah Diddy. Well, I hope you're enjoying the show so far, even though we have barely got started. And don't worry, there's more great music coming up. And since this is the first show of the new year, I'd like to welcome all my regular listeners back, and thanks for tuning in. And if you're a new listener, thanks for tuning in as well, and I do hope you enjoy the show. And if you have a comment or request, or maybe an MP3 file that you think our listeners would like to hear, you can send them along to me at jwitty, that's J-W-I-T-T-Y, at simpatico.ca. And I have received a few emails of late, wondering why I don't talk enough, and here I was thinking that I talk too much in here, so I'll try to talk more in future shows, for those of you that are curious to hear my voice. But let's get back to some more great 60s obscure music here on Jim's Child of the 60s.
You never bring me sweet things anymore when you come round. You just bring me down. I'm going out tonight to find a girl for me, that's right. Stay out of my sight.
reason to keep living. And the reason is you. I found a way to make it all stop repeating. And the reason is you. Oh, I do believe if you don't like things, you leave for some place you've never been before. Found a reason to keep living, and the reason is you. I found a reason to keep singing, and the reason is you. Oh, I do believe you are what you perceive. What comes is better than what came before.
I hope you enjoyed that last set. And starting off that set, we heard from the Live Wires with The Mask. And following that, we heard from the Velvet Underground with a demo from 1969 with a song called I Found a Reason. And that song would later appear on their Loaded album from 1970. And concluding that set, we heard a live cut from the bluegrass duo Jim and Jesse with Then I'll Stop Going for You. And I know everyone is not a fan of 60s country music, but I play it on my show because I think it's an important aspect of the 60s music scene. And 60s groups, such as the Beatles, were big fans of Buck Owens and 60s country music. And you can probably tell by their musical style that they were influenced directly and indirectly by country music. And if you like that type of music, that's what my show is for. And speaking of my show, and if you've been wondering, I wonder where I can find new episodes of Jim's Child of the 60s, you just have to check every Friday afternoon at JMWitty, that's JMWITTY, .podomatic.com. Well, I think I've talked enough for now. Let's get back to some more great 60s music here on Jim's Child of the 60s.
Concerning achieved so very much on the international scene, what is there left to make you want to go on?
What drives you on? If you've ever got to do anything that you haven't done before, mm-hmm. or if you look forward to something like going to a new country, yeah. or perhaps making a film, or making new records, are always something new.
Yes, Brian, do you visualise, in fact, the group going on for a long time, or do you think you're going to get to the stage where you think, well, we've made it,
well,
let's get out of it?
It's very difficult to say, but certainly things seem to be as big now as they were. I mean, there's no lessening of interest. Reaction sort of everywhere is good, so at the moment I'm not worried.
No.
But I can't sort of, you know, give any sort of long-term...
No, what I was getting at, from your prophecy. Own point of view, you'd like to go on for a long, long time.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, fine.
You know, as long as, you know, things keep on happening, as Mick sure. says, as long as there's always something new to look forward to.
And that was the Rolling Stones, with a live cut from the BBC, with The Last Time. And before that, we heard from the Australian group The Deacons, with Look and Learn. And I've played the Deacons song Look and Learn before on the show, but it was a very poor copy, so I thought I'd share this better-sounding version with you today. And starting off that great set, we heard from The Dillons, with Simple Way of Living. And I found that Dillon song on the site GarageHangover.com. So a special thank you to that site for all the great MP3 files that they have posted. And speaking of great sites for music, I would recommend that you check out Michael Lynch's Ready Steady A Go-Go from Mersey Beat the Mod from 1962 to 1966. Michael plays great British Invasion music, and I do highly recommend that you do check it out. And you can find Michael's show at Nanker, that's nanker.podomatic.com. And while you're on Podomatic, check out Chef Dave's Rock and Roll Kitchen. He plays an interesting variety of music, and I do recommend that you check him out. And you can find him at chefdave.podomatic.com. Well, it looks like we're nearing the end of episode number 60. and the time does fly by when you're playing a lot of great music. And I'd like to conclude this week's show with another country song from Waylon Jennings this time from 1970 with a song called Mississippi Woman. Well, thanks again for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed the show. And until next time, take care.
The reflection of the trees are cut by the bow of my P-rope and splattered by the paddle of my eager hand. That Mississippi woman is waving over yonder, waving her lantern to her Louisiana man. How I love that Mississippi woman, how I love that Mississippi girl, how I love that Mississippi woman. But her heart does not belong to me. The lantern light and the moonbeams are dancing patterns on the water. She don't seem to realize I've learned her secret plans. My jealous mind is a-thinking as I paddle through the sleeping alligators. She don't know I know about her Louisiana man. Now I love that Mississippi woman, now I love that Mississippi girl, now I love that Mississippi woman, but her heart does not belong to me. The reflection of the trees are cut by the bow of my P-rope, splattered by the paddle of my shaky hand. The silence from behind me is alive with the splashing alligators, and the lantern light is a-blinking on the bottom in the sand. Now I love that Mississippi woman, now I love that Mississippi girl, gonna miss that Mississippi woman, though her heart did not belong.